Today's scripture treasure, Deuteronomy 32, verses 46 to 47. Take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that they may be careful to do all the words of this law, for it is no empty word for you, but your very life. Welcome to another edition of the LKP Treasure Trove. Some mornings you might wake up not feeling like reading your scriptures, and days may pass where you don't even read one verse, but know that this is neglecting to get spiritual nourishment directly from Yah. The scriptures are a source of food for our spirits, and without it, we will lack the daily nutrition Yah feeds us when we read His word prayerfully. In today's story, Valerie will learn that the scriptures are her very own source of nutrition. Spiritual lifeline. The baby was kicking inside Mom's belly again, so she adjusted herself in the sofa and called out to her daughter, "Valerie, come!" Valerie dashed into the living room seconds later and stood in front of her mom. "Is everything all right?" she asked. "Put your hand here," Mom told her, pointing to the area of her belly that seemed to poke out every few seconds. When Valerie sat down and felt the baby kick, her face lit up. "He's got a lot of energy." "That's your little brother," Mom said. "He had a good breakfast this morning, so he has energy to kick." Valerie looked a little puzzled. "What do you mean he had breakfast? How does he eat?" Mom smiled. "The same way you did when you were in my womb. He eats and drinks what I eat through what's called the umbilical cord. It's a cord about 20 inches long that connects the baby to me. That's how he breathes and eats. It's his lifeline, in other words." "Oh, I see," Valerie said. She felt the baby kick a little longer before she headed back to the kitchen to finish making her snack. The next morning, while Mom was tidying up the living room, she looked up at the wall clock and noticed that it was past time for Valerie to do her chores. Mom made her way up the stairs to Valerie's room. She found her daughter lying on her bed, listening to music. "Why aren't you downstairs doing your chores?" Mom asked. Valerie curled up on her bed and frowned.
"I'm trying to get energy, Mom. To be honest, I don't feel like doing anything today."
"Did you say your prayers this morning and ask Yah to help you make the most of your day?" Mom asked. Valerie shook her head.
"I forgot to."
"Did you read your scriptures like you're supposed to each day?" Mom asked. Valerie shook her head again.
"I just don't have it in me, Mom."
Mom sat on the edge of Valerie's bed. "Remember our conversation from yesterday, when you felt the baby kick?" Valerie nodded. "You told me about the umbilical cord that gives the baby food and air."
"Yes, his lifeline," Mom said.
"Scripture says that you have a spiritual lifeline to Yah as well, and that is the scriptures themselves, which, according to Deuteronomy, is no empty word for you, but your very life. Please say your prayers and read your scriptures so you can have spiritual energy to do what you're supposed to."
"Okay, Mom," Valerie said. "Now, what about you? Are you getting daily nourishment from your spiritual lifeline, the scriptures?
If you don't read a portion of scripture each day, you won't be able to absorb the rich, life-giving nutrients you need to live a healthy spiritual life. Today's scripture treasure verse ensures us that Yah's words are not empty, but are our very life. And even children are supposed to be careful to do all the words in the law. So don't neglect to eat your fill of the word each day.